Good morning and welcome to Feedcast Radio. I'm Dan. Tuesday, February 18th, and we've got some fascinating stories today that really get to the heart of how the tech industry operates.
And I'm Jess, and honestly, Dan, I'm still processing this Microsoft story. Like, imagine creating something 15 years ago and then Microsoft just borrows it without asking.
That's Vincent Dreesen's Gitflow diagram we're talking about. Plus, we've got Meta dropping serious cash on NVIDIA chips, some uncomfortable truths about password managers, and VMware customers basically running for the exits. Let's start with Vincent Dreesen's story, because it's both infuriating and oddly heartwarming at the same time. 15 years ago, he created this Gitflow branching model diagram that became legendary in software development circles.
Wait, so this was just a blog post he wrote? And it became like the standard way people think about Git workflows?
Exactly. His diagram got shared millions of times, influenced entire development teams worldwide. Then recently, he discovers Microsoft has been using a nearly identical diagram in their official documentation.
Oh no, please tell me they at least credited him.
They did not. But here's where the story gets interesting. Dreesen reached out to Microsoft. They acknowledged it, and now they've properly credited him and even hired him as a consultant.
Okay, that's actually a pretty good ending. But Dan, this happens all the time, right? Big companies just taking things from individual creators?
Unfortunately, yes. The difference here is that Dreesen had the influence and platform to call it out publicly. Most creators don't get that kind of visibility or resolution.
That's what bothers me about this. Like, great for Vincent, but what about all the other creators who don't have hundreds of thousands of followers to amplify their story?
You're absolutely right. The bigger picture here is that we need better systems for attribution and compensation when ideas get adopted at scale. This was a happy accident, not a systemic fix. Speaking of scale, let's talk about Meta's massive new chip deal with NVIDIA. We're talking millions of AI chips in a multi-year agreement.
Millions? Dan, help me understand the scale here. When they say millions of chips, what does that actually mean for Meta's capabilities?
Think of it as Meta preparing for an AI arms race. They're buying Grace CPUs, Vera CPUs, Blackwell, and Rubin GPUs, basically everything NVIDIA makes for high-end AI processing.
This feels like they're building their own AI infrastructure instead of relying on cloud providers. Is that the strategy here?
Exactly. Meta wants to control their entire AI pipeline. No, depending on Google Cloud or AWS, when you're trying to compete with them directly in the AI space.
But here's what I'm wondering. Doesn't this just make the big tech companies even bigger? Like, who else can afford millions of NVIDIA chips?
That's the concerning part. We're watching the formation of an AI oligarchy where only companies with massive capital can compete. The barrier to entry keeps getting higher.
Right. And that means fewer companies can actually innovate in AI. It's not just about having smart engineers anymore, so you need billions in hardware budget. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, Dan's going to explain why your password manager might not be as secure as you think it is. Trust me.
This episode of Feedcast Radio is brought to you by, well, us, Feedcast. The AI radio that turns your news feeds into personalized shows. Want your news your way every single morning? Try Feedcast Premium. No ads, custom topics, longer episodes, and your show ready before your coffee. Visit feedcast.com.
Welcome back to Feedcast Radio. Okay, Dan, you mentioned password managers aren't as bulletproof as we thought.
Right. So Ars Technica has this deep dive into something most password manager companies don't want to talk about. They all claim they can't see your data, but that's not always technically true.
Wait, I thought the whole point was zero-knowledge encryption. Like, even if hackers get into their servers, they can't see my passwords.
That's the promise, but the reality is more complicated. Some password managers use server-side encryption keys, meaning if their servers are compromised, your vault could potentially be decrypted.
This actually scares me because I have literally everything in my password manager. Bank logins, work accounts, personal stuff, everything.
The good news is that true zero-knowledge providers like Bitwarden and 1Password do client-side encryption properly. But other popular services have had architectural compromises that create vulnerabilities.
So what should people actually do? I mean, password managers are still better than using the same password everywhere, right?
Absolutely, still better than password reuse. But people need to research their provider's encryption architecture and maybe consider switching to ones with proven zero-knowledge implementations.
Great. Another thing to research and worry about. But seriously, thanks for explaining that. I had no idea some password managers could potentially see my data.
Let's wrap up with some corporate drama that's actually affecting real businesses. VMware customers are fleeing the platform en masse after Broadcom's acquisition.
This is the pricing changes, right? Like companies seeing their VMware bills go up by ridiculous amounts?
The survey found most VMware users are actively reducing their footprint. Broadcom's strategy seems to be squeezing existing customers for revenue rather than growing the user base.
That sounds like a terrible long-term strategy. You're basically telling your customers to find alternatives.
Broadcom's CEO has basically admitted that's intentional. They'd rather have fewer customers paying premium prices than maintain VMware's broader market presence.
Which is honestly kind of refreshing in its honesty, even if it sucks for the customers who built their entire infrastructure around VMware.
What's fascinating about today's stories is this theme of power dynamics in tech. Whether it's Microsoft using someone's work without credit, Meta buying up AI infrastructure, or Broadcom squeezing VMware customers, it all comes back to who holds the leverage.
Right. And sometimes the little guy wins, like Vincent getting his credit and consulting deal. But more often, it's just big companies making big company decisions that affect everyone else.
The key is staying informed about these power shifts because they shape what technology looks like for all of us. We'll be back tomorrow with more stories. Until then, stay curious.
See you tomorrow. And remember, always read the fine print on your password manager's encryption.